Harehi kibatchila. It's considered like that's the beginning. In other words, let's say after 15 years she asked for ksuba. But even though she didn't collect it, the Yisrael didn't give it to her at that time, they didn't have the money at that time. It's called now kibatchila that she has it right now for the next 25 years still to ask for the ksuba. In other words, 25 years has to go straight by that she did not ask for ksuba, then we say she's meichel. But if she asked for the ksuba after, let's say, 10 or 15 years, then we have to wait for another 25 years to say that she's meichel. But v'imhoi ishtar ksuba yetzitzim tachas yodeho, let's say she was holding ishtar ksuba, then the loch is goyvo ksubosel yelim. Right, like we said before, that's the loch, that then she does have a right to collect the ksuba even after 25 years. We say she's not meichel, and the reason why she didn't ask for it until now is because she's not afraid she has the shtak suba. Sholach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizdil Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. He sent them a letter and asked them a question like this. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, you taught us, is kishtinoz. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, did you teach us like this? That kishashtak suba yoyses metachas yudel machloikis? That is the Mishnah talking about even in a case where the Amon is holding a shtar ksuba, still she could only collect the first 25 years? Oi, maybe not. Maybe we're talking about only where she does not have a shtar ksuba in hand. Then it's up to 25 years. Like we learned before, if she has a shtar ksuba, maybe she could collect even after 25 years. And secondly, he asked, v'halocha k'divrei mi? Who do we pass like in our Mishnah? Like Ramei or like Chachamim? So in this he answered back, Sholach Le, he sent back to him, that the Mishnah is talking about Pishen, Shtak, Suva, Yotzin, Metachas, Yodel, Machloikis. The Machloikis in the Mishnah when she does not have a Shtak, Suva in hand. Avo, but in the case, Shtak, Suva, Yotzin, Metachas, Yodel, let's say she does have a Shtak, Suva in hand, then the locher is Goyvuk, Suvos, Lierlam. She always has a right to collect the Suva. And like we said before, and secondly, Bihalocha, Kedivri, Chachomin. We paskin like the Chachomin. That what if that Kolzaman, she's living by the husband's house, by the Yisayimim, she could always collect the ksuba. But if she goes to her father's house, then we say after 25 years, she was meichel the ksuba. Ki yosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, said over the name of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, that Omer Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora, Loi shonu elo mono masayim. Where is there a shaila in the Mishnah that after 25 years, the Amon is meichel, she gives up the right to collect, that's only the original ksuba, the 100 or 200. Abu Tosefes, but let's say at the beginning the husband added on more money to the ksuba, yeshlo. The extra money that she's supposed to get, that's as far as she's never meichel. That's like special money, extra love, like the husband liked her. He added on extra money, that she's not meichel. But the lochin is, and Rabbi Avua Amar Rabbi Yechin says no, that afilu Tosefes ain lo. Is a svari after 25 years, she's meichel the whole thing, even the Tosefes also, that she gets nothing. The Amar Rabbi Aiboy, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Tanoi ksuba ki ksuba domi. Any Tanoi ksuba like here, a Taisvus ksuba is part of the Tanoi ksuba, there's a look like the ksuba that she does not have a right. If she's meichel the ksuba, she's meichel the Tanoi ksuba also. And it's manama, we also learned like this, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Loishonu, when do we say in the Mishnah that she's meichel, he learned Elamon Masayin. Only the Ikara ksuba, the 100 or 200. Abu Taisefes, the extra money that the husband added on, Yeshlo, that she does collect. But Omale Rabbi said Rav Huna, Omar Rav Hochi, like did Rav really say it? In other words, he held no, Rav never said it. So Omale, he said back to him, what do you mean to ask me? Eshtikun kamrit? Do you mean like to tell me to be quiet as if to say Rav Taka never said this? Or Yeshkayin kamrit? Or do you mean to give me to drink? In other words, you're giving me Yashakayach that yeah, Rav did say it. Like, do you agree or don't you agree? Omale, so he said back to him, Eshtikun kamina. What I mean to tell you is to be quiet. In other words, I hold Rav never said this, like we learned before, that there's no difference between the Ikar Ksuba and the Taisus Ksuba. Like we learned before, the law is that there's no difference between the Taisus Ksuba and the Ikar Ksuba. Where she's living by her father's house, and she did not ask for it for 25 years, there's a sfera that she's Meichlet. Now the Gemara says, Chamte de Rav Chia Aricha, Rav Chia's mother-in-law. Intis Achva, it was also his brother's wife, Hevoi. And what happened was, she became an Amona, his brother's wife died, and there was no kids there involved. So Lamaisa, he yashent her. The brother yashent his brother. Now she was an Amona, she was living by her father's house, Havoi. So Rabbi Chiya supported her for 25 years, even though she was living by her father's house. After 25 years, Omrula, she said to Rabbi Chiya, Havli mezoini, I want to give him mezoinis further. Omalo, he said back to her, Les lecha mezoini, you don't deserve. Like, you have 25 years, you don't get it anymore. So she said, then Havli ksuba, Rabbi Saul, give me back my, pay me my ksuba. Omalo, loy mezoini yislecha, for loy ksuba yislecha, you don't have anything. In other words, after 25 years now, since you're living by your father's house, there's as far as say Yemoichel, and therefore Yemoichel the Ksuba, there's no more tonight Ksuba, and you don't get anything. So Gemara says, Tovoy Ladina, if so, she took Reb Chiya to Bezdin to ask a Shaila. Kai made the Rabbi Bashaila. She went in front of Rabbi Bashaila. Omalei, so Rabbi Bashaila said, Emily easy goof of the Yuvda. Tell me the exact case, what happened here? Heichi Hevi, what happened? Omalei, so Reb Chiya said like this. Zenisa Eskrim Vachomishonim. The Veinosi, I fed her already for 25 years, even though she was living by her father's house. And Bechaya Demal, like I swear in your name, like in your life, to Bechasvoi Amatulo, I carried the food every day on my own shoulder to give her the food to eat. So Amula, if so, Rabbi Vashela said back to Rabbi Chiya, Taima Mayama Rabbonin. What's the reason why the Rabbonin say in the Mishnah? That calls the man she beveis by law, calls the man she's living by her husband's house. By the Yisaimim. Then the Chum say, Goy v'ksubas li'elam, she always has a right to collect the ksuba. We don't say she's meichel the ksuba even after 25 years. Why? The Armina, because we say, Mishum kisufei hu d'loy tova, because she's embarrassed from the Yisaimim. Since the Yisaimim are so nice to her, she's living by them and they're supporting her, she's embarrassed to ask for a ksuba. So therefore we say, even after 25 years, she's not meichel the ksuba. See, if so, Rabbi Vashela said, Hochinam, in your case also, even though she's living by your father's house, but since every single day you went to yourself and you brought her the food, if so, there's a svara mishum kisufi hu delay tova. The reason why she didn't ask for a ksuba these last 25 years is not because she's meichel, but because she was embarrassed to ask you for it. But really, she's not meichel the ksuba, she still has a right to get the ksuba. Zil havlo, you have to pay her. So Gemara says, Loy ashkech, Rabbi Chiya didn't listen to him. So Kosov lo adrachta nichsei. So in the meantime, Rabbi Bashela wrote up a shtar adrachta, means gave her the rights to collect the value of the ksuba from his property. That's called a shtar adrachta, that she has a right to collect her money from his property. And we'll soon see he didn't write the shtar adrachta the right way. But the ma'isa was oslekai mid the Rava. Now Rabbi Chiya went to complain in front of Rava. Omalei chazimar hechindonin, look to where Rabbi Bashela passed it for me. Omalei, so Rabbi said back to Rabbi Chiya, Shapadinach, he said very good to you. Omalei, Ihochi, if so, in other words, now Rabbi Chiya was stuck, that they both passed him, that Lamaisa, she still has a right to get a ksuba, and she was right. See, if so, she said to him, Omalei, she said back to Rabbi Chiya now, Ihochi, if so, that Rabbi Vashela was right, Lezo lahadali peridim in huyayma. That is, from the day that he wrote up a shtar adrachta that I have a right to collect my money, so you kept the property all this time, so there was Peiris fruits that grew off it. The Chura, those fruits belong to me. It's that grew off my field. I even want to collect the fruits that you ate these last few years, like until from the shtar adracht until now. Is Omalo, so for this Rabbi said, Ach v'li adrachtcha. Let me see the shtar that the Bezdin wrote up for you like a few years ago that you have a right to collect. Chazyayu. So Rabbi looked at the shtar now, and he saw the Lehevi Kosovo wasn't written in the shtar like it's supposed to say which property she has a right to collect from. Now, Rabbi Chiya has his own property, and the property he asked from his brother. Now, she was the Amona from his brother, she only has a right to collect from his property. So it should have been written in the shtar which property she has a right to collect from. And it didn't say that. Lehevi Kosovo wasn't written in the shtar for Yishta Maidana de Nechasa Melo de Misna Inun. It wasn't written in the shtar that this property she has a right to collect from is from the mace, from a husband that died from his property. It didn't say that. So Amalo, so Rabbi said to her, Adracht Olav Shapik Siva, your shtar adracht is not written good, and you can't use it. So Amalo, she said like this, if so, the Amona said, Tezel Adrachta, good, forget about the Adrachta. But be ishko miyoyma de shlima yoyma achrasto ad hashto. Like, let me a koponim collect my ksuba to Paris from now. So like Rashi says, it means, peri miyoyma shematzosi sodim yisodis ames. When I went down to the fields and found the field taka that belonged to my husband. The erasi adrafta shabiyod lebezdin, and I took my shtar to Bezdin. For shomu, and they evaluated how much it's worth. For yachrizu, when they made achrozer on it, they gave announcements on it. So the Chura, from that time on, she has a right like it should be her property. And the Chura, from that time on, she wants to get back the peiros, the fruits that were grown from it. Is Omala, so Rava said back to her, Hani Mili, when do you have a right for that? Hechid lekosev tusa betrachta, when there was not a mistake written in your shtar adrachta. Aval hechid the cost of tusa betrachta, but here in your case that there was a mistake written in the shtar adrachta, less lumbo, then the whole thing is not done right. You don't have a right to collect the fields, so there's no right for you to even get the peiros either. Omrullah, she said back to him, I v'marhu diyom yu yisof hold, achrayis to yisofer, that if a sofer left out by mistake when he wrote up a shtar, that there's an achrayis as a guarantee involved, it's like the guarantee was written there anyway. So you see, if he makes a mistake, it's like it's there already. So Omrullah, Rabbi said, no, behold, lekalameimah to yisofer hu. In this case, by this shtar adrachti, you can't say what the sofer left out, doesn't matter, it's as if it's there. To beho afilu rabba bashelatoi, because here even Rabbi Bashel, you see, made a mistake. Mikoru, so at the beginning, he thought, Hani vahani didei, like what's the difference? Reb Chiya now yashant his brother, he has all the property, and he owes the amon of the ksuba. So first he yelled, what's the difference from which sod he has to pay her, whether it's from his own fields, or whether it's from her fields? Malim hani, malim hani. So that's why he didn't write in the shtar drachto which fields belonged to the husband that died. So you see, it's not a mistake. Like he held, you don't have to write it. But really, v'loy, it's not true, you have to write it. Why? Because zimnin, sometimes it's going to happen, the ozla, she's going to go, mishabchlu, udabayla mechasvi. She's going to take Reb Chiya's property, and the property that belonged to the husband, she'll stam, leave alone. She won't take care of it. For yomala, and later when Reb Chiya comes, he's going to tell her, shakul didoch, v'havli didi, you go take back yours, and give me back mine. For Yoslafu Kilaz Abedina, and if so, it's going to come out to be a laz, it's going to be not nice upon Bezdin, that Bezdin first let her take one property, and now when Rav Chiya like comes back to complain, and he has a right to complain, listen, by this is my field, you have no right to take it, if we're going to have to go over again, it's not going to be nice, there'll be a laz Abedina. So since people are going to talk a bit about Bezdin, therefore this shtar adrachta that's missing something is no good, and he can't use it. Therefore, she doesn't have a right to collect from before, and so therefore the peiros that were there until now, it's considered like it belongs to the Reb Chiya. If she wants to collect the ksuba, she could only collect mikan labo from now on. And from before, she has no right to the fields, she doesn't get the peiros. Alright, hadron alecho hanoisi. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off kuf dalet amud beis, the new peric. Mishnah says, Shnei dayonoi gzeirois hoyi b'rushlayim. There was two pair of dayonim that used to make gzeirus in Yerushalayim. Gemara will explain it. Admoin v'chan v'chanon ben Abishalom. These were the two dayonim. Admoin and Chanon ben Abishalom. Now Chanon used to say Shnei Dvorim. He said two things. The chiddush was that Rashi shlohayu chachomim moedim loy. He said two chiddushim that the chachomim did not agree with him. And Admon Oimer, Shiva, Admon said seven things that the Chacham did not agree with him. Now, Mi Shohor Lach Lamdinas Hayom. Let's say a man leaves his wife and goes over the ocean, Lamdinas Hayom. The Ishtoi Tavas Mezoinis, and while he's away, the wife wants to have Watid on. She asks Bezdin to give him a Zoinis. The Locher is, Chanon Oimer, Chanon holds, Tisho.